President Donald Trump's State of the Union address was one big speech. Clocking in at nearly 108 minutes, it was the longest in presidential history. But with Trump's popularity down in the polls, along with his political agenda, Trump's aim was simple: boost himself and his agenda and take down Democrats. And he went at both with gusto.
This is the golden age of America.
He said he inherited a nation in crisis, but under his administration, he says it's been a turnaround for the ages.
Today, our border is secure. Our spirit is restored. Inflation is plummeting. Incomes are rising fast. The roaring economy is roaring like never before. And our enemies are scared. Our military and police are stacked. And America is respected again, perhaps like never before.
Trump boasted of what he sees as his big accomplishments, from sending the National Guard to city streets, to purportedly ending 8 wars, to restoring U.S. dominance in the Western Hemisphere, to lowering the price of eggs.
Our country is winning again. In fact, we're winning so much that we really don't know what to do about it. People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country. Until you came along, we're just always losing, but now we're winning too much.
One topic Trump hit on was a favorite issue of his, tariffs. Although the Supreme Court just ruled against his global tariffs, Trump says he's forging ahead, and he says he will not need Congress to do it. He also made a promise about tariffs.
And as time goes by, I believe the tariffs paid for by foreign countries will, like in the past, substantially replace the modern-day system of income tax, taking a great financial burden off the people that I love.
That promise would probably not stand scrutiny from economists. On health care, Trump blasted the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, proposing instead to have people buy their own cheaper health care.
I want to stop all payments to big insurance companies and instead give that money directly to the people so they can buy their own health care, which will be better health care at a much lower cost.
Another red meat issue Trump emphasized was immigration.
The only thing standing between Americans and a wide open border right now is President Donald J. Trump and our great Republican patriots in Congress. Thank you. Thank you.
Trump took a special aim at Somali immigrants in Minneapolis, where he made the dramatic claim that they have, in his word, pillaged some $19 billion from taxpayers.
The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings those problems right here to the USA.
He announced a war on fraud to be led by Vice President J.D. Vance, who the next day announced a halt to Medicaid payments to Minnesota. As for Democrats, Trump had some choice words.
Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we?
At one point, Trump called on lawmakers to stand up if they believe the first duty of government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. Republicans stood, Democrats did not.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country.
It was at that point that Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar shouted back, "You have killed Americans," referring to Renee Good and Alex Preddy, who were killed by ICE agents, who were not mentioned by Trump. Trump went on to call for passage of a bill to end sanctuary cities, and another to require proof of citizenship to vote and to end most mail-in voting, things Democrats are not likely to vote for. Democrats made their own response after the speech. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger gave the official Democratic response.
Tonight, as we watched our nation's lawmakers gather for a joint session of Congress, we did not hear the truth from our president.
She said Trump lied, scapegoated, and tried to create division in order to benefit himself and his friends.
Here's the truth. Over the last year, through DOGE, mass firings, and the appointment of deeply unserious people to our nation's most serious positions, Our president has endangered the long and storied history of the United States of America being a force for good. So I'll ask again, is the president working to keep Americans safe, both at home and abroad? We all know the answer is no.
Spanberger's was not the only official Democratic response to the speech. California Senator Alex Padilla gave his response in Spanish. He warned Trump is afraid of losing power in the November congressional elections and is now using tactics used by corrupt dictators. But he ended with an optimistic message.
But remember this, Donald Trump will not be president forever. Donald Trump no será presidente para siempre.
Speaking in Spanish, he says the dream that has inspired generations of Americans and immigrants will remain long after Trump is gone, adding, I know this dream well. It is the American dream. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.